and we're about 6 seconds early. Liman Hayayim is the Schus HaChasim Vakala of the Goldstein and Riznitsky family. On the day of their Chatzin, they made the Mizaychel to be built by his Neman, sponsored by Dr. and Mrs. Shmuel Goldstein. We are on Samach Gimel Amar Aleph. I saw, just as an aside, we talked yesterday that everybody's going to go back to the farmland, right? One of the Yeshitas say that things will be so bad in the world at that point that people will give up their businesses, which are usually more profitable, just to get their basic foods. But then I saw another Mefarish said that there'll be bracha in the land then, and then they'll go back to farming because there'll be bracha in the land. So I guess there's two ways to learn this Gemara. We are up to Amar Rava. Now, how do I identify Amar Rava? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8th wide line from the top of the wide lines. Amar Rava. May Yezuzi be'iska, kol yayim abisra v'chamra. If you have $100 in business, every day you get to eat meat and wine. May Yezuzi be'ara, you invest 100 zuz in land, milcha v'chafura. You get salt. That's what he translates milcha. What? And sprouts. Meaning, you basically get nothing. You get very little. Like, you eat your salt, your sprouts with salt. Amar Rava. Mei Azuzi Be'iska. We just did that. V'lo yait. Ela magna le'ara. You have to sleep on the land to watch the land. Umar mele tigri. And then people fight over you. Whether you own it, somebody else owns it. Basically, Rava is not pushing a person to be a landowner to do farming. Again, we like people to own their houses. We had that before, but we don't need people. We're not so big into people being farmers because the bottom line is, again, because it's a very hard time to make parnasa. But as the Gemara will explain in a moment, a person should farm enough for him to eat. So you should try to farm enough for you to eat, but don't be in the farming business as far as making a living. It's just not worth it. Amra Papa Zara Balay Sisvan. It's kedai to plant rather than to buy, because you're then at the whim of other people. You're dependent on their pricing and on their availability. Right? Avagav Dichadadininu, even though it's the same price. But Zavan Hani Mavarchan. But the bottom line is you can get a bracha in what grows. You go to the store and buy a pound, you bought a pound. You plant, you might get 3 pounds. You might get a bracha. Zavan Balay Tezel. Sell your possessions before you become poor. Hadimili bistarki. That's true in housewares. Avaglima, but a person who has a coat, garment. Lemisramila, he might not find such a good one, so that he shouldn't sell. That he should hold on to, even at the risk that he might not have money, but that's something we want a person to hold on to. Like he needs. Tum v'loy tashvet. If you have a hole in the wall, close it off. Don't expand it to go put in new bricks. Meaning, just close that little hole. Don't make yourself a bigger job. Shbaitz v'loy tivni. Better to, you know, it's interesting, Rashi brings the word plaster for shbaitz. Meaning, and if it's a question of knocking down the wall and rebuilding it, or just taking out a small section and redoing it, do the small section. Building makes a person poor. One of the Mefarshim say that that's why it was called Are Miskenais Leparai, because building is something that usually makes a person poor. Kvaitz Zabinara. Jump to buy yourself a land. Must and us of Itza, but be very careful before you marry. Don't jump into marriage. Nechoiz darganas of Itza, marry a woman that's a step lower than you. Don't marry up in royalty, because then she'll look down at you. You want a wife that looks up to you, so therefore you don't necessarily want to marry a woman that's more chashiv than you, because then you might not live up to her expectations. Sak darga bachar shashvina. However, a friend, try to pick a friend that's higher than you. Friendship, you want to have a friend that you look up to. Right? You don't want to have to look up to your wife. You want to, and her look down at you. you want to be able to have a wife that looks up to you. A friend, you want to look up to your friend. Amar Rav Elazar bar Avina, Ein Piranes Ba'al Ha'ilam Elo B'Shul Yisrael. Anything that comes into the world is that Klal Yisrael should do tshuva. There's coronavirus. The coronavirus is there that we should do tshuva. Shenemar Hechrati Goyim, I destroy the nations, Neshamu Pinaisam, I may desolate their corners. Hechrati Chutzaisam, I destroy their courtyards. Uksib Amarti, Achtiri Aisitin Kru Musar. You should fear me and take Musar. So when there's an earthquake in Iran, it's that we should wake up and say, Rabbi Nishlam wants us to get a message. It's not for the Iranians. That's not our cheshbon. The Rabbi Nishlam runs the world because of Klal Yisrael. If something happens, it's because of Klal Yisrael. Rav, have a miftim Rav Chia. Rav left, was even, I don't usually like to do this, but I'll do this here. In 1970, just to show how Gedali Yisrael look at things, in 1970, I'm dating myself, there were two trials going on at the same time. One was in Russia. There was a guy named Yosef Mendelovich had hijacked a plane in Russia and had gotten caught, and he was being sentenced whether he would live or die. And at the same time, there was a bunch of people in Spain. There was a dictator named Franco, for anybody that remembers. And in his time, there was also somebody that was being judged for death penalty or not. And the first verdict came out from Spain that he spared their lives. He did not give them the death penalty. And a week later, the Russian guard also didn't give Yosef Mendelovich the death penalty. By the way, he sits and learns in Yosef Mendelovich. Now Yosef Mendelovich, he's a from Yid. He was half from at that point. He's completely from Yid. I met him once, totally from Yid. So now...
He hijacked a plane?
What? He hijacked a plane. Before, yeah, when he was young. Not now. And anyway, so Reb David Krungler got up and said, whoever doesn't believe that the whole trial in Spain happened so that Mendelovich shouldn't get the death penalty, because once Spain didn't give the death penalty, there was international pressure on Russia not to give the death penalty, doesn't believe in Hashgacha Pratis. It all happens because of Yidden. Those two people in Spain that had to be judged is so that Mendelovich in Russia shouldn't get the death penalty. That's what Reb David, I remember, said in the Shmuz. And who doesn't believe that doesn't understand Hashgacha Pratis. The Rabbani Shem does things because of Yidden. That's why it happens. We don't understand always, but that's why it happens. Dr. Gemara Weiter. There's the United States of America made in 1776, so Yidden should have where to go when things in Europe get bad. That was Rabbani Shem's plan. He made a country that Yidden should be able to live in peace. Ad be as Gael Tzedek, Gemara Tushem. Dr. Gemara. Right. Rav have a miftim Rav Chia. Rav was leaving Rav Chia. Amalei, he said, Rachmana l'tzlach mimidi d'kashim imusa. One of the Ga'inim say, Ga'inim I mean earlier than the Rishaynim, that Rav was leaving to get married. So Rav Chia gave him the following bracha: be saved from something worse than death. In fact, the Gemara being committed to kashim imusa, is there anything worse than death? That's what Rav was worried. Nothing that rachik, so he went and looked. A pasuk. A wife can be worse than death. A bad wife can be worse than death. So the bracha when Rav went to do a shidduch is don't get something worse than death. Find a wife that's not worse than death. Rav have a kamatzar li divisu. Rav had a wife that made life miserable for him. Ki amar lo avidili tlufchi. When he asked for lentils, avdilei chimtzi. She made him beans. I hope I'm translating the words right. Just as chimtzi. Rashi says it's a kind of kidneyus, I think. Min kidneyus. Chimtzi, when he asked for chimtzi, avdilei tlufchi, she made him lentils. Whatever he asked, she made him something else. At least she gave him supper. Ki gadol, when Chia Berei grew older, apichla. So he got smart. He saw what his mother was doing. So when his father asked for lentils, he said beans. When his father asked for beans, he said lentils. So the mother turned it around. So at the end of the day, Rav got what he wanted. Amalai, Eilele Imach, he said, wow, your mother improved, Rav says to his son. If I mistranslated, please correct me. I think that's what it means. Is that how he translates it? Amalai, I know the Gabichnava. No, she didn't improve. I turn it around. Amaloi, so Rav told his son, Hainu de Karmi Inchi, the Nafach Minach, time of Malafach. The one who comes from you will teach you reason. We'll think of a good thing. Atle Tavarachi, but don't do it. Shinemar, Limdu Lashainim Dabir Sheker, you teach yourself to speak falsehood. It's not good, because you're teaching yourself that you're a lie. You can allow to lie. You're not allowed to lie, and you're teaching yourself lie. Fregin the Rishainim, it's Mutu Lashanas Medarki Shalom. We will have a Gemara coming up. And if you in the next week, Emer Hashem, that you're allowed to lie to keep the peace. So all he was doing was lying to keep his father and mother happy. So there's different terutzim said. One of the terutzim they give is you can do that once, but you can't live a lie to keep the peace. He was constantly lying. That you're not allowed to do. Others say is Rav was living with it. Rav could have done this if he wanted to. Rav was fine with it. It's not keeping the peace. Rav was being bothered by his wife, but obviously it didn't bother him to the fact that he had a machlokes with her. And therefore, you don't have, that's not called Dar Kishalom.
If Rav himself asked, it wouldn't be a problem?
Rav himself could have done it. That's what this Teretz is saying.
But
I said, it's a different terutzim are being said. I just said there are different terutzim being said. That's another Teretz. And there's a third Teretz. Fine. I forgot it. Let's look it up. Brings in the Meiri. Right, that's what the Meiri says. The Meiri says that Rav made peace with it. So it's not Dark Yishalom. Rav was comfortable. You don't have to be better than Rav. Rav was comfortable, so you're not. The other Terence, they say, is, that Rav said, I could have done it myself. There's no reason for you to get involved. Similar Terence. First Terence is that Rav didn't care. He was Michael. Second Terence is if Rav wanted to, he could have done it himself, so you don't have to do it for him. And the third Terence is being some Nachrainim, is you're not allowed to do it in a, you can lie once to keep the peace, but you can't live a lie to keep the peace.
Taking away his own haba.
Who said that?
Don't we think
that's not your job. You can't say, I'm not going to keep the peace because I want the guy to suffer now.
Teleoi said that. Would you have a woman that's bad that you say on haba when you.
True, but that doesn't mean you should leave it that way. There's a story they say b'shem Arizal. Again, I don't vouch for authenticity of these stories. There's a story they say b'shem the Arizal that was somebody, his wife made his life miserable. He came to the Arizal and he said he can't handle it. He fights all day with his wife. He can't handle it. The Arizal told him, "You're a gilgul of a person that made life miserable for his wife last time. So therefore, your einish is that your wife has to make your life miserable. Tolerate it in peace." So the next day he comes home and his wife is waiting for him with a full list of clothes, and he responds, he says, thank you, and he's dear, and whatever. After a while, she stopped bothering him because he was not responding. In fact, you can't fight with nobody. So she became nice, and they started getting along. She rang Tyrizal, and he said he's ruining his tikkun because now he's not fighting with him. So Tyrizal said, that means that the tikkun was finished already. You were misaka, whatever you had to do. Right. But is that a thing today for the Chasana?
Yes, Chasana New York
City. Yes, who's the Zecher Nishmas?
Isha Tzivya Bas Mordechai Tzvi.
Tzivya Bas Mordechai Tzvi.
And Mrs. Mother.
Sponsored by Rabbi and Mrs. Baruch Haimin. Thank you. Rav Chiya became entirely divisive. Rav Chiya's wife made his life miserable. Rav Chiya was Rav's uncle. This is not Chiya Bar Rav. This is Rav Chiya, Rav's uncle. Kiyav Amash Yechmidi, entirely besudre maisin ahala. When he found something, he bought her a present. He used to wrap it up and bring her a present, even though she made his life miserable. Amalei Rav, so his nephew says to him, Kamatarele Lamar, why are you doing this? She makes your life miserable. So Nachmanim asked, what does it bother Rav that he is being a nice husband? He says, because it says, Mishalim ro tachas taiva al tamish ro me'oloi. It's a very terrible thing for somebody that does bad to somebody that does good to him. So Rav Chiya buys her presents and she responds bad, it's going to be a verse einish for her. So he says, you're setting her up for a big einish. Because you're setting her up to be Mishalom Ra Tachasaiva. Amalai, no, she's not Mishalom Ra at all. She's Mishalom Taiva. Dayenu Shemagadlus Venenu. I'm Makutai for her, she raises my children. And she saves me from hearers. She's doing what a wife has to do. To me, she's a great wife. She accomplishes what she has to accomplish. She bothers me, that's immaterial. Something in my mind. Makulay Rav Yehuda or Rav Yitzchak Bray. Rav Yehuda told Rav Yitzchak Bray, the pasuk, he taught with him, he was learning Kehelis. A woman can be worse than death. Amalei Higaman. So Rav Yitzchak asked his father, like who? Give me an example. So he told him, Gat Imcha. Your mom. Frank the Gemara, ain't he? A person does not get satisfaction only from his first wife. Your source should be blessed. And be happy with the woman of your youth. Who is this lady that makes her husband happy? Who is this great lady? He said, so he said that his mother was great. So he seemed to contradict himself. Dr. Gemara, mask of Tkifa, she used to be tough, meaning she was
react harshly,
but Vibura Mabra Mila, but she was able to be appeased. Meaning she was a very big Mabra Midiseha. Her initial reaction was always calm down. So therefore she is Marmi Mavis for that little short time, but then she is Samach Basis Nurek. Something in my mind,
Rabbi,
can you tell me Ishara?
Rabbi, can I,
what
Rabbi,
is considered
Ishara?
What is the... Yes.
Just the obvious question. You know, these Amoraim were tzaddikim, and how is it that some of them ended up with such difficult wives, and why didn't their behavior impact their wives during the course of their marriage?
The answer to the first question is, you don't know the Rabbeinu Shlomo Chashbainus of different tests that he gives different people. So a tzaddik can get a bad wife, too, as a test, number one. And the answer why their behavior didn't impact their wives, I don't know.
Maybe it did. Maybe they were better after
being around their husbands. Could very well be. Frank Dikamar, Heki Ishara, what is the barometer of an Ishara? How bad does she have to be to classify as an Ishara? Amar Abaya, Mekashtele Taka or Mekashtele Puma. She prepares the table for him, but she also prepares her mouth. Meaning, she sets the table, and then she just lets him have it. So she's an Ishara. She prepares the table. She provides him with his supper, but his supper comes with an added course, and that is her mouth. Rabba Amar, Mekashtele Taka Mahadele Gaba. She prepares the table, but then she refuses to eat with him. She just walks away from him and leaves him alone. There's machloikis here, whether Ishara needs active or even passive. She didn't do anything wrong, theoretically. She gave him supper. She just doesn't want to sit and eat with him. She just gives him the cold shoulder. That's also Ishara, according to Rava. Amar Rav Chama, Bar Chanina, Kiva Shana.
And if there is Ishara, that means Gerushin?
We'll talk about that going along. You know, it depends. We'll see in a minute. When a person marries a woman, his sins, how does he translate the word mispakikim? Get closed off? What?
Clogged up.
And he takes away, he plugs up. How does he translate yafik ratzim Hashem?
Gains favor.
So I guess it's the word yafik that says his Averas get plugged up, right? We say that one of the times a person get mechilas avaynus is yom chupasai. But my rabbi kinasav ish anasav inish itza. When a person married a wife, amrilei hachi, they used to say to him, matzah, I might say. Now, pashim shad is they told him, you know, you can either have a matzah or you can have a might say. You will find out what you got. Matzah, the chsiv matzah isha matzah taib, you might get a great woman. And might say, the chsiv might say, even army mavas asisha, your wife can be terrible. Now, the Archaner says, why did they do this in Marava? What was the purpose of gain? So he says an interesting thing. We had a Gemara in yesterday's Amud that a person who doesn't have a wife is shari b'loi simcha, b'loi bracha, b'loi taiva. And then Marava added, b'loi taira, b'loi chayma. Now, the first three depends on if you have a good wife or a bad wife. If you have a bad wife, your simcha is very, very limited. Your taiva is very limited. Your bracha is very limited. Constantly bickering and fighting or screaming in the house. But the other two are there. Taira and Chaima are unaffected by the quality of your wife. She is Shemaris Menahirer, and she does give you the ability to sit and learn because she prepares your meals. So therefore, in Marava they said, whether it's Matzah, I might say, you gain a marriage. Because we concentrated on the two gains of marriage that have nothing to do with Matzah, I might say. That's what the Archoner says. The Chafetz Chaim says that in Marava, the people that knew the woman used to tell the Chassan, Matzah or Maitzeh? It was known to them, either she is the woman that will be a Matzah or a Maitzeh. The Chafetz Chaim asks, why isn't Lashon Hara when they say this? He talks about it in Shemir Salashon. Why are they saying that she's a Maitzeh? Why are they informing him that she's a bad woman? The Chaver is spreading Lashon Hara about her. But he's understanding it that they were saying a fact. She's either a Matzah or a Maitzeh. The way others learn is they're telling him, you might get a Matzah, you might get a Maitzeh.
What's Mar Rav special about telling them?
That I don't know.
Not a question.
How does he know? He's just marrying her.
Who says when it happened?
At the Chatzana. Kinasim in the Shitza.
Yeah. They would tell him whether she's a Motzei or
Matzah.
You're coming down to the... You are the Motzei.
Again, how do you know how far after he takes the wife?
Kinasim in the Shitza is mashma when a person married.
After you get married, you figure it out.
And then people ask you, what's their business?
That's a question.
The first few.
And the matzah that they did it at the wedding.
It's like, how's marriage, you know?
I'm a rabbi. Isha mitzvah legarsha. If you have a bad wife, it's a mitzvah to get rid of her. The simgarish lights, throw away the cynic, the yatsam madain. And, can I have help?
Shame will cease.
Shame will cease. The No, that's the next
strife,
passage.
Strife will depart.
Strife will depart. The Yishmas din v'kolin and shame will cease. Yes.
Then you're setting her up to marry the next Shlomiel. Like, you know,
good problem.
You got to try. The Yom Rava. Isha rog sabasa maruba tzarasa betzida. You have a bad wife, and she costs a lot of money to get rid of. So you can always marry a second one. The Mishnah speaks out. You don't have to necessarily marry a second one because it's a shayla if you're allowed to marry a second one without rishus of the first one. But for sure you can threaten her with it.
Well, once you get a gershin?
No, you can't divorce her. She has too big of a ksuba. You can't afford divorce. So what do you do? Marry a second one. Now, I'm a yinchi, but chavertim alei besilta. People say she gets more mussar being afraid of a co-wife then she gets him a thorn. Meaning, nothing scares a woman more than she'll have to compete with another woman. She'll start behaving if she knows he's going to bring somebody else in.
Pre-Kherim.
Obviously. Kherim happened in the 900s. You know what I mean? This is the Gemara.
Yeah. Well, what Rav said, you may have to ask for Rishus.
Okay. We're going to have that Gemara later on. We'll leave that for that. V'yamar Rav Kashi Shiraki Yom Sagrim. A bad wife is like a stormy day. Shanam Adel of Tyrant B'yam Sagrim. A drip. Irksome dripping on a stormy day, the Aishas Medunim and a woman that fights, the Shtav are equal. And the answer is because they both ruin, you can't think straight. If it's stormy outside, you can't concentrate. And if you have a bad wife in your ear, you also can't concentrate. V'yomer Rav, kamra, right? Kama taiva, isha taiva. V'kamra, isha ra. You want to know how good a good wife is and how bad a bad wife is? Let's see how the Tyrus is it. Kama taiva, isha taiva, siv matza, isha matza taiva. Tyra writes, Matzah Taiv. Now, where does the Tyra call Taiv? Taiv is a very good title, right? If it's talking about a real woman, Matzah Isha is referring to a woman. We're going to see in a minute there's another shot in the Pasuk. Kama Taiv Isha Taiv Shakasa Mishapcha. Look, the Tyra is praising a good wife. Iba Tyra Mishtoikra. Some learn that Matzah Isha means if you find Tyra, you find good. Kama Taiv Isha Taiv Shatara Nimshalaba. The Tyra considers Tyra a good wife. Kama ra isha ra, the chsiv mai tani marmi mavas as isha. Ibe gavar mishtoi kra, kama ra isha ra, shakas the megana, the Torah has a pasuk talking about how bad a bad wife is. Ibe gehenna mishtoi kra, and if the pasuk is describing gehenna as mai tani marmi mavas as isha, kama ra isha ra, shakahenna mishtoi, the Torah is comparing gehenna to a bad wife. So a good wife is great, and a bad wife is terrible. It's a kaparas avinus, like the Peliah had said. It's a very big kaparas avinus. But that doesn't mean a person should strive for that. You don't have to strive to get a wife that makes your life miserable. So Rabbi Zalman got up as his wife's levaya, and he said, I don't have to ask Mechila for anything. I never did anything to hurt my wife. So I once spoke in Atlanta, Georgia.
Why?
On Shalom Bayis. I once spoke on Shalom Bayis in Atlanta, Georgia, and I said over this Reb Shlomo Zalman, and a guy came over to me after this year, a regular Balbus. He said he's married for 28 years. So he told me, and he never had a fight with his wife. So I asked him, how did you do this? 28 years without a fight with your wife. He said, the day after Shabbat Brachos, him and his wife sat down, and they said that whenever one is upset at the other one, they won't talk about it till the next morning. They'll never discuss something that upsets somebody till the next morning. He said, in 28 years, we've never had a fight. Because by the next morning, we'll be able to sit down and discuss whatever bothers anybody rationally, and nobody ever raised their voice against each other.
That's very nice.
That's what the guy told me, a regular Balba, a regular guy off the plane. That was very, very impressive.
Well, but how did Rebbe get to Atlanta?
With a plane.
No, what chances?
They called you, my agent, and you got me the thing. Right. Nothing about that. I mean, what difference does it make how I got that lift? I flew there. I forgot which airline I took, but I flew there.
It's a nice community
of life.
Yeah?
Nothing
about
that.
Oh, that's where that guy's from, isn't it?
Yeah.
That judge? No.
Greek
people. Why are people playing games here? Isn't that the guy that is from...
He means Shone. David Shone, what do you mean? Weiter.
In front of the people, they're bracha.
Dr. Gemar Weiter. Hinei may be rosh, lo yuchlu vatsas mimenu. The pasuk in Yirmiyah says Hashem will bring a ban that people will not be able to save themselves from it. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rabbi Ravua, zu isha rog subasim aruba. This is a bad wife with a big suba. You have bad, and you can't get out. The Sanani Hashem b'day l'yuchol kum. This is a pasuk in Eicha. Hashem put me in the hands of those who I can't last. Amrav chizda bar amrav marukub achia zu isha rog subasim aruba. Now, pasuk shat in the pasuk, it's talking about goyim. And it's saying you can be stuck in something you can't survive, you can't last, is that isha rog subasim aruba. You can't get out, you can't stay in. No, because you have to pay her. You promised her a big suba.
He promised her a big suba. He thought he was getting a great...
Exactly. But my rabbi, Amru Zashem, and I say, Tuluyim Bekasbay. In Eretz Yisrael, they said, B'day lo yuchokum, it's somebody who has to buy his food. He's always dependent on the marketplace. It's very hard. Prices can go up, right? He doesn't grow his own food. B'nechob, and they say, Nesunim la'machar. It says in another pasuk, your children will be given to a strange nation. It doesn't have to mean Goyim. Rachmana Litzlan, a person who has to marry a wife and his children have a stepmother, they're amachar. They are stepchildren, exactly. Begoy Nabal Achisei, I will anger Klal Yisrael, I will punish Klal Yisrael with a disgusting nation. Who is Begoy Nabal? Again, bad wife, big suba. She's a guy novel. She's disgusting, and nothing you can do about it. It refers to the tzdukim, those who rebel against Cyrus. That's why they're gairis minim, because tzdukim don't necessarily deny HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Minim are the ones who deny HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore, they're called novel. The barbarians, and I don't know who Martinoi is, does he say? Okay, I can say that too. They walk undressed in the marketplace. They have no concept of tzniyas or privacy. I don't know at all. There's nothing more disgusting. Walks in the street totally undressed. There's no concept of privacy of tzniyas. Rabbi Yekin says it refers to a certain Persian group that were terrible people. Chabarim. Thank you. They were a certain group in Persia. They made life miserable for a Yidden. And they are the guy Novel. They told Rabbi Yekin that the Chabari came to Bavo. They came from Persia to Bavo. Shaga Novel. So he bent down and he fell. He was so bothered by it. What? Yeah. You can bribe them. So he sat up again. You know, once they take money, you just have to know how to give it to them.
We're going to finish the period today.
Rashi. You're not asking any questions. Rashi. Rashi. Duck Rashi. I don't think we learned any Rashi since.
Bachurim. You know, they want to get.
I don't think we learned any Rashi today. Let's go all the way back. Rashi, let's go all the way back. I'm sorry. We have like a half an hour of Rashi. Okay? Let's go all the way back. We didn't learn any Rashi. My mistake. All the way back. Chafura. All the way half up the page. Samach Gimel Amud Aleph. I'm sorry. My mistake. I fell behind that Rashi because Avram wanted to finish the parak. Chafura, Zakt Rashi, Shachas. That is sprouts. Shishara muat, very little profit. Because he eats grass and half-grown grain. The melech with salt. Chafura yerek minatua. It's the sprouts from the grain. Actually, a viyishlish before it grows a third. Magnei aram eshkevetai shav laaretz lishmakala lively. Has to sleep there to watch it all night. Umar melei tigri meshvilim miskaitet the other. He ends up fighting with people. Zeratua lachilas beis chavale sitzion leisiknatua minashuk. Plant, don't buy. The avagav diadadin inu afilu chitim bezul. Even though wheat's cheap, and you don't have such good land, and you're not making any profit of it, now, it's easier to get a bracha. You don't have to buy it with money. Vain kalamari doesn't get destroyed as fast. Money goes quickly. Land can have a bracha.
The produce,
it'll produce more produce than it is. Correct. Bracha sell your neat your kalim, and invest in business, before you get to poverty. Meaning, notice Rashi's saying, it doesn't mean sell and live off of it, because then you'll be poor a week later or 2 weeks later. It means invest it, get something, get a job, get something that can bring you money. When you need it, you won't get a good garment. Tum targum shall subscribe, steal, seal. Kamaisafla plushtim tuminum plushtoi. They steal the tumbuloi tishbats. And yes, the chachor gotten because the ruam, you have a small hole in a weak wall. Sasa maisa miyad. For the targum benekim, do not broaden the hole, the shoppers by titu levonim, to put in plaster and bricks. Harbily a fight to make it nicer. Not worth it. Spite plaster malaz, the banevish atel hanoz bin yoncha, hagav anekav shabtzeli is yafa. If you have to live in a nicer house, you have to make it look nicer, so at least make it nicer that way. Don't rebuild the whole wall. Check the woman out. She shouldn't be bad and one with a quick temper.
Well, because the man has to find the wife, but it can work both ways, right?
Right.
We're not putting any emphasis on that.
Because we're telling the man what kind of wife to find.
I know. Again, but I'm sorry.
No, you're not sorry.
No, but women, they also.
Why doesn't it tell the woman to look for a good husband?
Yeah.
Because it's talking to. I mean, why isn't it telling women? A bad husband is a bad thing. Why are we looking at the Isharah?
It's because, this man has to go out and find her.
I think it's because, again, I'm not going to be so politically correct, we always view marriage as the man acquiring a woman.
I know that, but it's
not as a woman acquiring a husband.
That's just the protocol, that's just the
sukkah.
But bottom line is, a woman reached her also.
Yeah, I think that a woman has to be smart also, correct. I agree. I don't know why the Gemara doesn't say that. I don't have an answer for you.
I just want to say, I'm close to, I do a lot of marriage counseling. I just want to say that some marriages are no good because of the husband.
Yeah. The Jewish.
Yeah. Yeah, we know that. Unfortunately, we know that very well. Yes. Yes, you have some louses to get married, correct?
No, I'm just trying to say, women should know these things also.
I think you should go home and teach your wife this Gemara today. You're right. I don't have a good answer for you why the Gemara doesn't say a woman should pick a good husband. I would venture to say that women had less choice in the matter than men did. They were more desperate to get married. They needed security. They needed to be supported, and therefore had less choice than men did. Man can marry more than one woman. A woman can never marry more than one man. A woman needed support. She needed somebody to support her, to give her food, to give her clothing, to give her a place to live. They were not able to fend for themselves. Bederach klal. Not, there were exceptions, but bederach klal. And therefore, the woman didn't have the choice the man had. Yes, and women did suffer through horrible men. Correct. And they still do. And they still do. That's my guess why the Gemara doesn't do it that way. She has less choice in the matter. She's happy to have a husband. Tav l'mesev tandum l'mesev armava. We'll have that later. A woman would like to have marriage rather than be alone. It's again, times have changed to a certain degree. Women are more independent today. But the tav l'mesev tandum still exists. That's why all the Achrayim say that. It's going to be the Gei La'alocha. We'll see it later, I think, in the Yavama. Right. But you're asking a good question.
No, really,
it is a good question. Why can't I compliment you?
Are there psukim that say that a woman has to find a good husband?
Doesn't say that. That's what's bothering him. But that's what's bothering him.
That's the question.
Like, think of the Chai don't take a woman that's more royalty than you. You might not, she might not be good for you. You might not be good for her. She won't be happy with you. Get yourself a chashiv person to go after. So you throw the arm to scare them because she asks you b'tshuva. Chimti min kitnis a kind of bean apakla. I am Rav Levnoi Amor Leim Cholasas Hadashim make lentils. Whoever lost, he chimti. Vi'ay sadashim. He got it right by turning it around. Time of you make me smart. I should have done this. Avol, but ata for you, dvar sheker hulach. I'm looking at the bach. You train yourself to speak falsehood. When he found something good for his wife, he used to bring it to her. She was easy to appease and Maveras Amidiseha. And Shemaisa was Mavater. Puma Makalu Legada Vatsman Suda Kadela Tsarai. She opened her mouth and made life hard for him before he sat down for his meal. Mahadu Legabish Lelechali Manati eat with him a Tarasa and gave him Tsar. Mespaking him the stomach to get plugged up, Losha Bayofik, may piking him out of coven, plug up the holes. Tsarasa Batsida Yisacharis Atsla, Makaberta Makabelis Tlocha Yaiser. She's macabre more muster besilta mikites from a thorn.
Is this worse than a wife who doesn't make him dinner? Like, is that like
That's an obligation that a wife has, and we're not saying the woman that didn't do her obligations. In the Tzumas, it listed obligations of a woman, and one of them was to prepare, to cook, to bake. Tagwer. We're not saying a woman that's not doing her job. Notice it didn't say a woman that doesn't give her husband time. It doesn't say anything connected to halacha. She just runs her mouth with doing the halacha. Not doing the halacha is a shayla meredes. At what point she's meredes? She has a job to do. A woman has a job to do. A husband has a job to do. He has to provide for his wife, and she has to do her jobs as a wife. And that's not ishara. We're not talking about a woman that doesn't do the halacha. She does the halacha. But she runs her mouth while she does it. Sagru yain barad v'ruach. Del of tired veishes v'danim nishtav v'shavim heim their equal. Tuliyim v'kaspa she'en lezriya v'karka. The choshom made to v'dayig is always worried. Shem atiyakar atvua yinilu shari shever. They might get expensive, but it won't be enough. Ein elakim yisharm ein elakim kari novel. One who denies Hashem is called a novel. Chabari parsim rishoyim. Mavadim, the Ainam Akirim Kledim Shay Yisrael, they don't recognize the honor of Yisrael. Shaga Kaf of Navu Mirav Tsar, he bent down and fell from the Tsar Shay Bnei Yeshiva Mesurim Beyadam. The people from the Yeshiva are going to be under their rule. Amr Loi Mekabli Shechda, they accept bribery, Levata Gezerasa, Taritz Yosef, Vesamach, and he was happier. Because once you can bribe, at least there's a way to work. Zakti Gemara Vaiter. I think we caught up with Rashi, yes. Zakti Gemara Vaiter. Gazru Agimu Mepne Gimu. Rashi's Gairus, they told him, Gazru Agimu, that the Parsim made a Xer against three things, these Chaborim. So we answered them, Mipnei Gimel, because of three Averis, that's why we got those three Xeris. The first Xerah was Al HaBasar. They made a Xerah, no Shechita. Like Europe today, there are countries that say Shechita is cruelty to animals, right?
Inhumane.
So he said, you know why? Mipnei HaMatanas. They're not Zahar in giving the Kayan what he deserves from every animal. Now we paskin that we don't do it in Chutz Laaretz. The Zeraya v'Chayayim and the Keva. Reb Yochanan held, you're mechuyev to do it in Chutz Laaretz. Remember, Reb Yochanan lived in Eretz Yisrael. They told him that the Chaborim came to Bavel. He wasn't even there. He said, they told him that they don't let Shechita. He said, because people aren't giving matanas. And he held that was an obligation. We don't paskin like him. But he held it was an obligation. So he said, that Zera happened because of that. Rashi, Amar Lei, Al Shloisha Gazru, Amar Lei, Mipnei Shloisha Averis, Shai Biyad Bnei Bavel. They're doing three Averis. Gazra la baser shloyechlu baser shchuta. I'm a lemn me'averish to be adam. Shei geizlu matanas kahuna zroyechle and akeva. They're stealing mataras kahuna. The second thing they were geizer, azal mechatzos. They did not allow tevil of, they did not allow yidden to bathe themselves. So he said that me'atvila, because people aren't careful going to the mikvah. Now the mefarshim speak out, chas v'sholom, that in Bavo, they were not zor and taras ha'mishmacha. We're not dealing with fry yidden. Talking about people that Rabbi Yechon was worried about them, right? The answer is, they weren't Zohar and Hilchus Chafifa like the way they should. It is not as careful as they should be. That's how they learned this. Rashi, Amachatzos, Matfilish, Loyal, Zirimbo, they weren't so careful. The third thing is, they weren't as careful Chafifa. That's how the Mepharshim learned. And cleaning themselves. And getting themselves prepared for a tefillah. Third thing is, Kamachatit Yishikhvi. They're digging up dead bodies. They take out the dead bodies out of their graves. Amar Lah, so he said, because the Jews are happy on their holidays. And therefore, they get this gzeirah. And the Midah connected Midah is, they're happy when they shouldn't be, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives them avelus when they shouldn't have it. The bodies are dragged out of the grave. Shenemar, v'hois yad Hashem b'chem, u'ba'avayseichem. Meaning, the fathers already died. The answer is, they'll be dragged out of their grave. Because they're happy when they shouldn't be. They're rejoicing on a day that they're not supposed to be happy, on a Geisha holiday. So they have to mourn on a day they shouldn't be mourning. Because you mourn when a person mourns when his relative is dragged out of the grave. That's what one of the Mepharshim say. Rashi, the Trashi, Mechatati Shechvi, they took out the nikvarim from the grave. I made them ball lames who are this abu ball to be this abu. They already died. They used to drag out the bodies. Rabbi says to Rabbi Mamari, Ksivit says in the pasuk, lo yayatsu v'lo yagrikvaru. They won't be gathered, won't be buried. The diamond al pnei adamayu. They'll be like, translate, dung. I was going to say that, I was afraid to. On the face of the land. Uksiv, benivchar mavas michayim. And it says that we will choose death from over life. And the question is, if they're not even going to get buried, why is death better? That seems to be the question. Rashi. Uksiv, benivchar mavas michayim, basrei dahu kvayo vein nitonim lekvura. How could the living people want to die when they're not even going to get buried? Zakta Gemara, no, that's not what it means. Amaloi, Nifchar Mavis Rishoim, Shloyichu, Vailam Azeh, Vayechtu, Vayiplu, Vayehenim. Rishoim would be better off dying rather than living and doing Averis, so they'll end up in Gehenim. So Trashi, Amaloi, Hai Nifchar Loi Kamesh, you ain't Baichum Mavis Mechayim. They're not going to choose death over life. Elanaviu the Kamalu, Mutav Lev, Rishoim, Shiyamutsu. It's better for the Rishoim to die. Mimash yechtu beyichyu in order to rather than sin and live and get Gehenna.
Then have the opportunity to
chew on. True, but unfortunately, if they're Rishoim, they're better off not doing many Averis. What can I tell you? You're right, but the risk is greater as well. You're right. If they do chew, it'll be wonderful.
Have the opportunity to
chew. Again, and they don't do chew, it gets worse, right? Okay, the next Gemara has a person called Ben Sira. Kasuv the Sefer Ben Sira. Ben Sira wrote a Sefer. Ben Sira was Yirmi Hanavi's son. And his mother got pregnant, Ba'abati. She got impregnated in a bath. She would go into a mikvah, hot mikvah, where Yirmi Hanavi had been before, and there had been a drop of his seed there who went into her, and she became pregnant from that. Zayin Shteit and Chazal. And Ben Sira was born from there. He wrote a sefer, and Chazal had a question whether it's part of Ksuvim or not. Is that part of Ruach HaKadosh? Was it written by Ruach HaKadosh? Many, many things are said there that are very, very helpful. But Chazal found one thing that was not true, and therefore they said it's not Ruach HaKadosh, and they called it Svarim Chitzainim, something that people shouldn't learn because it's not a sefer written Baruch HaKadosh. Interestingly enough, the Gemara quotes it, says over the good things from it. In fact, the Sanhedrin tells you what's wrong with it. So the one thing that's wrong with it, the Gemara tells you. But that's the way it is. So the Gemara is now going to quote Ben Sira, how it relates to husband and wife. He gave many good marriage advices. Kasa b'sefer Ben Sira. Isha taiva, matana taiva, Bechek, he takes out the word Labaila. Bechek, Yare, Elakim Tinasin. It's not a pasuk. A woman, good woman is given into the lap of a Yerushimayim. It's a reward for Yerushimayim that a person gets a good wife. Now, that doesn't mean a person that gets a bad wife is not a Yerushimayim, but a person that gets a good wife should recognize that Hashem gave him an unbelievable reward. Isha Rah, Tzaraas Labayla. A bad wife is like a plague. Ma Tekanta? Not a plague. Plague? No, it's leprosy. Yagarshena, Yisrabim, and Tzaraatai. Get rid of her. So you can get rid of your Tzaraas. No Rashi. Isha Yava, Ashrei Bayla. A beautiful wife, praised as her husband. He's fortunate. Mitzvah Yom of Kvelim. He'll live a double life. Meaning, he's going to be happy with his wife. He won't be looking elsewhere. His wife makes him content, and therefore he will live longer. Helam ein chamesh eschein. Keep your eyes away from a woman of grace of somebody else's. Pentilokim b'mtzidasa, because it can be dangerous. Hanging around a woman that you find a desire for can lead you to do things that you will ultimately greatly regret. Al tat etzol bayla. Don't hang around her husband to pour wine and old wine. In the beauty of a nice woman, many corrupted, and many, multiple, are the ones that she killed, meaning that died or got punished because they fell for a woman that's beautiful, that's not theirs. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, Mitzvah Yom of Kvelim claim is Sameach B'chalkai. But Daimalai, and it's similar, Kilo Yom of Kvelim, it's as if he lived double. Me'esh Yishchein Shel Acherim, period. Okay, let's do one more, a few more lines. Hayu, period. Rabim Hayu Pitzei Reichu. You know, we'll leave this for tomorrow. No, as we have time. Rabim Hayu Pitzei Reichu. Many are the wounds of the peddler. Hamagilim L'dvar Erva. He sells things that lead to Erva. Somebody who sells, like women perfume and women jewelry and things, he hangs around the women selling them things to make them look nicer. He ends up being wounded a lot because husbands don't trust him and they accuse him of flirting with their wives, and they beat him up. He gets beat up a lot. Kenitzus maver gachelus, like a spark that makes a coal burn. Hikalov malaif, like a coop full of birds. Came bateya malay mirma. These peddlers have a house full of deceit, meaning they're in a business that is not a healthy business for them. Not ruchnizig wise, and not gashmizig wise. Rashi. So Rashi, Reichlam Reichlam Summit Lanashim Liskashit Bem, a Matzah by Neof. Unfortunately, Snus is frequent. The Bob Bailo Patsa, and her husband comes and beats him up. Kenitzit Eish Amarve Gecheles Ken Yitzra Mavirai. His Yitzra makes him light up. Kekalov Kan Eifer. Kan Eifer, a bird nest. We will continue Merit Hashem tomorrow. I guess we won't finish the pairing today.